The proliferation. The fire and fury of war had scorched, enriched, and fertilized the earth. New growth burst through to create a fresh green world for the triumphant gods to inherit. If you remember, cosmos had once been nothing but chaos. Then chaos had spewed up the first forms of life, the primordial beings and the principles of lightness and darkness. As each generation developed and new entities were born and in turn reproduced, so complexity increased. Those old primordial and elemental principles were spun into life forms of ever greater diversity, variety, and richness. The beings that were born became endowed with nuanced and unique personalities and individuality. In computer language, it was as if life went from 2-bit to 4-bit to 8-bit to 16-bit to 32-bit to 64-bit and beyond. Each iteration represented millions and then billions of new permutations of size, form, and what you might call resolution, high-definition character, such as we pride ourselves in having as modern humans, came into existence, and there was an explosion of what biologists call speciation as new forms burst into being. I like to picture the first stage of creation as an old-fashioned TV screen on which a monochrome game of Pong played. You remember Pong? It had two white rectangles for rackets and a square dot for a ball. Existence was a primitive, pixelated form of bouncing tennis. Some 35 to 40 years later, there had evolved ultra-high-res 3D graphics with virtual and augmented reality. So it was for the Greek cosmos, a creation that began with clunky and elemental low-res outlines, now exploded into rich, varied life. Creatures and gods that were ambiguous, inconsistent, unpredictable, intriguing, and unknowable had arrived. To use a distinction made by E.M. Forster when talking about people in novels, the world now went from flat characters to rounded characters, to the development of personalities whose actions could surprise. The fun began.